silly plush infestation in the corner room of our house. There's a teddy bear or four in there, a couple of ponies and a mini mouse. There's a butterfly and a stingray and a little toddler too. She's decided she's the mommy of the whole big cuddly crew. And she calls everybody baby. If it's a horse or a cow or a goose, it's the high chair and the stroller for the hedgehog and the moose. To her it doesn't matter if they're black, white or chartreuse, 'cause she calls everybody baby, baby, yeah. It's all kind of confusing, but nobody is to blame. The toy makers all tried their best, the toys all come with names. Well, she just feeds them their bottles, and nobody complains. And it's so gosh darn cute that I almost don't want to explain how the red one's name is Elmo, and this monkey's name's Tarzan, and that monkey's name is Coconut, and this monkey's name is Bananas. And hey, how'd you get so many monkeys? And don't you think just maybe one of them could have a different name and not just be called...
You know what? Actually, this one, yeah, this one she calls this one Froggy Waddy, which is just kind of ironic, because it's a cabbage patch, and it's a baby.
So the cuddly plush infestation is probably here to stay. Taking care of her babies is her favorite game. Tucks them all into their beds at the closing of each day. And though it's not technically correct, I wouldn't have it any other way. 'Cause she calls everybody baby. If it's a horse or a cow or a goose, it's the high chair or the stroller for the hedgehog and the moose. Doesn't matter if they're black, white, or chartreuse, 'cause she calls everybody baby, baby, yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody except for Froggy Waddy, but